For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. It's been a year since the horrific shootings at Charleston's Emmanuel AME Church. Among the nine people killed that night, the church pastor and state senator Clemente Pinckney of Jasper County. The death of Pinckney, a popular and respected member of the Senate, rocked the State House and set off a chain of events that culminated 3 weeks later with the removal of the Confederate flag from the State House grounds. On June 17th last year, the legislature was meeting in special session. That afternoon, Pinckney quietly left a meeting of the Senate Finance Committee, telling Spartanburg Senator Glenn Reese that he was leaving to go to Charleston.
And he was getting up and he said, just kind of said in his deep voice, he said, I'm out of here. And I said, where are you going, Clemente? He said, I'm headed to Charleston. I said, really? I said, got to go down there tonight? And he said, yeah, I've got a meeting at the church.
As news of the shootings at the church spread that night, Governor Nikki Haley, aware that it was Pinckney's church, called and left him a message on his cell phone.
And I said, Senator Pinckney, this is Nikki. I have heard what has happened. I want you to know that we have additional assistance headed your way. My chief of SLED is on his way. Please call me and let me know what I need to be doing, what the families need to be doing, and where we need to go from there.
Haley says she assumed that Pinckney was in Columbia and never thought that her message would go unheard. The following morning, a stunned and somber Senate convened. Senators had lost a special colleague, a man that many Democratic and Republican members considered the conscience of the body, was suddenly gone, his desk on the Senate floor draped in black. Some rose to speak, his seatmate and close friend, Darlington County's Gerald Malloy.
There's a song that we sing in church that says there's a sweet spirit in this place, and we know that that is the spirit of the Lord. In this Senate chamber, there was also a sweet spirit, and it was Senator Clemente Pinckney. Senator Pinckney will forever live in this Senate.
Clemente Pinckney had come of age at the State House, a House page while attending college, a member of the House at age 23, and a senator by age 28. He served there 15 years. He made his final journey to the Capitol on June 24th, where his body lay in state. Thousands paid their respects. His funeral was held 2 days later in Charleston, with his eulogy delivered by President Obama.
He was full of empathy and fellow feeling. Able to walk in somebody else's shoes and see through their eyes. Amen. No wonder one of his Senate colleagues remembered Senator Pinckney as the most gentle of the 46 of us. The best of the 46 of us.
On July 9th, the General Assembly voted to remove the Confederate flag from the State House grounds. The action was clearly influenced by the deaths of Pinckney and the other eight victims at Emmanuel Church. Last month, a portrait of Pinckney was hung in the Senate chamber. It was unveiled by his two young daughters and his wife, Jennifer.
Being the humble person that he was, he would say, no, not me. I'm not worthy to be hung with such greatness.
Today, 1 year after his tragic death, Clemente Pinckney's portrait hangs in the Senate chamber, alongside those of some of South Carolina's greatest statesmen and Senate leaders. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.